Hi and welcome. This is Rudy Hunter from rudyhunter.com and huntershealingcalls.com. Thanks for being with me. And welcome to the Mini Money Blocks Reducer. That is a fun mouthful to say. Well, I'll let you in on a little secret. This misnamed recording, because it's not so mini after all, it's kind of maxi, woke me up at 4 a.m. this morning. Not my plan, because I normally have my PhD in sleep, and rattled around and formed itself. So I am recording very early this morning. It's still dark out. So it really is just you and me. I thank you for being with me. The Mini Money Blocks Reducer is a big deal. The idea is once you learn one of the fundamental large blocks to manifesting or being able to connect with and draw money into your life, you'll be able to use this to minimize the problem and maximize the inflow of money, abundance, and all good. And this isn't just strictly money. This is abundance and all good. So that means relationships, if that's what you want to manifest, a car, a better family. The mini block is a big deal, and it has to do with your fundamental disappointment or anger at God or the universe. Now, I'm not attached to whether you believe in God or not. You can use whatever term you like. But for folks who have had a very rough and bumpy history with being disappointed financially, there's a real strong residue that lingers in the energetic system where we anticipate that God or the universe is going to disappoint us again, or this time is going to be like the last 17 times where the money didn't come in or the rent didn't get paid. So what I'm going to teach you is important, but more important than what I'll teach you is the energy work that will help start collapsing the problem, collapsing the resistance, the disappointment, and the anger that somehow you're not cared for or that there isn't enough for you. So we'll take the maximum problem, we'll shrink it down to mini size, and it may take many listenings to this recording, depending on the size of your block. And once it gets down to a reasonable level, things will start to change. In fact, that's not even completely true. The first couple of times you listen to this, things will start to change, but the more you listen to it, the more you'll notice that there's a much more free flow and a better relationship between you and abundance and the powers that be, meaning God or the universe or whatever you want to call it. So that's what we'll be doing here, and I'm thrilled you made it. So the fundamental thing I want to teach you is that when we are disappointed with how things have turned out, or the last 28 times when the money didn't show up, that creates an energetic structure of an expectation of disappointment and a kind of fury or anger with God. Now, I know that that idea may be upsetting, but if you'll lean into your own direct experience, regardless of what I'm telling you, and check for yourself, you'll find that that's very true and correct. You may not call it anger, you may call it sadness or disappointment or being bummed out that things didn't work, but there is a sense of blame. Now, don't worry too much about that. We're going to do energetic work so that that can start to dissolve very quickly. We'll be doing it in just a minute or two, so you don't have to linger there, but it's very important and good for you to acknowledge that that's actually in place. Whether it's a little, a thimbleful, or a lot, a bathtub full, or an ocean full, however much there is, that's one of the largest fundamental blocks to being comfortable with manifesting and pulling money and abundance and all good into your life. So what we're really doing is we're taking a big expansive issue, the frustration, the anger, the disappointment, the bummerness, that's not a word, but You get my drift. And we want to shrink it down to mini size and eventually to nothing. I would be happy if we just get it from big to little in a few listenings. So that's what we'll be doing together. And again, you don't have to believe any of this, but check it out in your own experience. Meaning, don't rely on me or what anyone else tells you, what any other course tells you, what any other teacher tells you. Go inside and check for yourself. And check to see in this moment if there's a little that you feel between yourself and the universe. And if you do, that's where I'd like you to be putting your attention in the upcoming energy round. So let's go and do the work so that you can have some more freedom and an actual experience of reducing those sensations, those emotions, and the underlying energetic structure. And when we do that, the ease and flow will be more available to you. That means more money will be available to you, more access, more capability, more opportunity. And how can I say that? Well, because if you take away the big plywood wall that's built between you and getting what you want becomes so much easier, so much more available. When the wall gets knocked down or removed, there's your access. It's really that simple. So, enough yakety-yak. Let's go and do the work, shall we? So for this first round, what I'd like you to do is to put your attention very, very squarely on your entire history of frustration with the disappointment around money, finances, and good things showing up for you. That means you're going to hover gently in all the nooks and crannies where there was this sense of disappointment, or there's not enough for me, or I can't have it, or it's just not working for me. All right? While you do that, I'll go quiet and do the energetic work that will start to pull the emotional hooks out of that and start to collapse the structure. All right. We'll go for a couple of minutes and I'll let you know when we're done. And we'll get that started for you right now. That's just perfect. You can easily bring your attention back to the present moment. You might want to yawn or stretch, blink your eyes a little bit, or just reorient yourself to the place where you are in time and space right now. Take a moment to notice what you experience, what you're aware of. And especially if there's any improvement in any area that you're aware of in this moment, just notice that. Big improvement, little improvement, pardon me, moderate improvement, we'll take any and all of those. And if you're not sure whether there's an improvement, that's fine. Don't worry about that. You can't actually do this work wrong. Hallelujah. There's another piece that I'd like to do that has to do with, again, this, pardon me, this pool of frustration or this history of frustration that you may have had. Some of us have had lots and lots of frustration. Some of us have had just a few bigger little ones. But it's enough to build up a kind of tension and negative anticipation. Really what that translates into is a fear of reaching out and taking the next step, a fear of the future, but specifically a fear of doing the next project, reaching for the next goal, not wanting to be disappointed or hurt again. Now that I've stirred the pot and we have those things in consciousness, I'm going to ask you to do something that's a little more fun. I'm going to do the next energetic round, and during this round I'd like you to do the opposite of what you did last time, and that is I'd like you to let yourself unfocus and let your mind drift wherever it wants to go, to anything pleasant or any bright shiny object inside or outside your awareness. You can think about whatever you like, and we'll go for a couple of minutes, and then I'll let you know when we're done and we'll come back and check. All right? So once again, if you will, just let your mind wander where it will. And I'll be back to you shortly. Here we go. And there we go. You can bring your attention back. Again, slowly navigating to here and now. A yawn, a stretch, a wiggle around. And take a moment, just a second or two, to notice whatever it is that you notice. And whatever you notice is perfectly fine. I want to do one more round with you that centers on the clutching that happens inside when it comes to the frustration over money. I'd like you to think about something that you're upset about financially. And here's the reason why. When you think about it, I want you to pay very close attention to where specifically in your body gets tight and uncomfortable. There may be three or four places, but there will be one dominant place. For most of us, it'll be either in the solar plexus or the belly. Some of us get very tight in the neck or the head. But wherever you in your body get the tightest, that's the place I'm going to ask you to put your attention during this final round. And it can be anywhere. I mean, some folks' knees tighten up. Some folks' lower back tightens up. Wherever it is. But just focus on the tightest area, because that's indicative of the pattern, and it'll actually affect the lesser tight areas too. All right, so in this round, All you're going to do is gently put your attention on the area that tightens up the most. And I will be back to you in a couple of minutes. Here we go. And there we go. You can bring your attention gently back. Once again, stretch, wiggle, maybe a yawn. And I would encourage you, if you're up for it, to use this recording when you're in the mood for it, frequently. In case you haven't noticed, money's a big deal here on Earth. And having access to it makes a lot of the choices easier. So you can use this as much as you'd like. There are also lots of other free and available tools that are always up for you to use on both of my sites, which are rudyhunter.com and huntershealingcalls.com. So until the next time we're together, I want to thank you for doing this work, and I wish you all the very best. Bye for now.